Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. Time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Everything,
all
the pain,
the
pain,
suffering,
that your troubles
may
bring. He's worthy of the glory, giving the praise, yeah.
Oh,
together we can, yes we can.
Oh,
worship the Lord. I don't know about you, but it has shown up good to me.
Troubles come,
just hold on, got some change in hand.
You might have fought some trials. You might have fought some tribulations here this morning. You might be feeling a little weary, but I came to tell you.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Graceview Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones.
Danielle, is it playing?
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Graceview Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Graceview Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.gracefewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening and welcome again to Passion for Christ. I am your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Graceview Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this broadcast tonight. Tonight we're going to slay some giants, so if you're with us tonight, text 5 people, instant message 5 people, let somebody know that Passion for Christ is on. If that person has a giant, they need to be listening even right now. I give God praise for you tuning in to listen to us every week as we are trying to disperse biblical information that will bless your life. Tonight, we're discussing some powerful principles of promotion again. And as we come to the climax of this series, David is in the midst of getting ready to slay his giant. And I want you to see this narratological discourse in 1 Samuel 17. And let's pick up reading at verse number 41. Just listen to this. Call some 103 right now. Listen to this. The Bible says, then the Philistine came on and approached David with the shield bearer in front of him. Notice this, verse 42. When the Philistine, which is the giant and the enemy, when the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy with a handsome appearance. The Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Now, I want you to know something tonight. As you get ready to go into warfare and defeat your giant, you need to know that the enemy, your giant, will plant seeds of doubt into your spirit. Whatever your metaphorical giant is tonight, as you listen to Passion for Christ, I want you to know that your giant, your enemy that you face and fight, will plant seeds of doubt into your spirit. Now, I want you to notice what the giant said to David before they went into warfare. The giant, the Philistine, said, basically he despised David. The word despise in 1 Samuel 17, verse 42, means that he was despicable to David. He was despicable. In other words, he just despised just looking at David, because the Bible says that when he saw him, so the enemy despised David. I want you to know that the enemy will also attack your age, because the Bible says when he saw him, he was young. So sometimes the enemy will tell you, you're too young to defeat me. The giant will tell you, you're too old to defeat me. The giant will try to use the age situation to use that to cause seeds of doubt to be planted into your spirit. Then the Bible says, for David was a handsome man. The enemy will attack your appearance. And this is so unfortunate that many people just can't get over the fact that God created you the way you are. And if God did not want you to be here, you would not be here. But I want you to notice what the enemy said to David, the giant said to him, because as he saw him, you need to know that the Bible says, as they described David, he was handsome in appearance. People don't like it when God has blessed you naturally to look a certain way. And people will hate on you if they believe that that certain way that you look is desirable for them, because it brings out a deeper situation within them, because they have to realize themselves that they are insecure about their own looks. And if you are insecure about the way you look and the way God created you, when you see somebody else that has a more desirable look, or you think that they look good so they can't fight me, they look good because they can't defeat me, so if somebody looks a certain way, we categorize them in a certain category and despise them, just like the enemy, the Philistine, did with David, because the Bible says that he was handsome in appearance. So the enemy would tell you, because of the way you look, you can't do anything. I'm reminded of a time where I went to preach for a congregation, and there was an older gentleman that prayed with us before, with all of the brothers, before I went up to preach. And he prayed for me that God would use me. And at the end of the lesson, after the worship services were over, he came up to me and shook my hand and smiled. He said, I got to be honest. He said, when I saw you, I thought you couldn't preach a lick. So it taught me that whatever he thought how I looked, whatever that translated to mean, it basically meant that he thought because of how I looked, I couldn't preach. So a lot of times the enemy, your giant, the person in your life that's fighting against you, will try to tell you because of the way you look, you can't win. So that's what the enemy did to David. Now, the enemy also attacks your tactics, because he said, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? See, David was a shepherd. David had a slingshot. David optically found five smooth stones. So the enemy will tell you that you can't win because you're coming to them to defeat them in a way that's different from how they would come at you. So you got to understand what the enemy would do in terms of planting seeds of doubt in your mind so that you won't be able to win the battle against them. And the enemy also tries to attack your psyche. That's what the enemy does. He questions your ability to be able to defeat him. So I need you to know that, because the Bible says in verse number 44, the Philistine also said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the field. In other words, he's trying to get into your enemy, is trying to get into your head. A giant is trying to get into your head and question your ability to defeat them. But here is another principle. You need to understand that spiritual people fight differently than worldly people. I feel like shouting right now. Spiritual people fight differently than worldly people. You cannot win a worldly battle with worldly tactics if you're a child of God. Just like worldly people cannot win the battle if they're trying to fight with spiritual tactics, because that's not what they do. So we have to understand the distinction between how worldly people fight the battle and how spiritual people fight the battle. Now, you need to understand that you can win your battle over your worldly giants when you use spiritual tactics. And that's what we have to do, because David trusted God to deliver him against the giant with the tactics that David was familiar with. Let me give you these other principles here. Here it is. God can allow your enemies to suffer the fate that your enemies had already planned for you. Now, I just read to you in 1 Samuel 17 in verse number 44 that the Philistine also said to David, come and I will give your flesh the birds of the sky and the beast of the field. So what God can do is allow the enemies to suffer the same fate that your enemies had planned for you. Because notice what David says in 1 Samuel 17 and verse number 46. This day the Lord will deliver you up into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you, and I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day, watch, notice the same distinction, to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth. You see that in your Bible? So God can allow your enemies to suffer the same fate that your enemies planned for you. Your enemies may want destruction for you, but God will allow your enemies to be destroyed. Are y'all hearing me on tonight? So the same fate that your enemies try to speak into your spirit, don't you worry about it, because God could allow that same fate to be come upon them. The next thing I want to share with you is that God wants the world to have knowledge of his ability. I want that to sink in on tonight, because we never can forget, brothers and sisters, beloved ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls who are listening with us on Passion for Christ, that we serve a God who is all powerful. And to limit God will suggest that you have a limited understanding of God. God could not be boxed into what you could conceptualize in your human finite mind, because God is too big. God is too powerful. God is too awesome to be limited in terms of what God could do. There is nothing too hard for God, as the book of Jeremiah would suggest. But God wants you to have knowledge of his ability. Well, how do you know that, preacher? I want you to look at verse number 46 again. The Bible says in the text that David says, I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth, not some of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. That there is a God in Israel. God's purpose. God wants everybody to have knowledge of his ability. Because the more people who have knowledge of who God is, the more people that could potentially begin to trust in God for who he is, what he has created in the heavens and the earth, and what God can actually do, so that they can have the same trust that God's people have trust in him as well, and they can become to believe in God and trust in God's son, Jesus the Christ. So God wants the world to have knowledge of his ability. Another principle I want to give you quickly here as we move forward. I'm almost done tonight. Thank you for listening with us on Passion for Christ with yours truly, Brian C. Jones. You need to know that God does not deliver in ways that highlights man's attributes. God delivers in ways that highlights his attributes. So God does not deliver, and David is going to tell us that in just a moment in the next verse. God does not deliver in ways that will highlight a man's attributes, but God will deliver in a way that highlights his attributes. Notice 1 Samuel 17 and verse number 47. Then David says, and in addition to everyone in the world having knowledge of God's ability, he starts off the verse and says, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hands. I find that fascinating, that as a child of God, we need to be reminded that if we are faithful to the Lord and we are faithful to Jesus Christ, that the Lord, our battles, then becomes the Lord's battles. So if you are battling a giant in your health, that's God's battle. If you are battling a giant with your finances, that's God's battle. If you are battling a giant with some strongholds in your life and some evil spirits that have come upon you, that is God's battle. That's a spiritual battle. So when you fight for God, God will fight for you. So you need not worry about how you're going to do it. You just need to believe and have the faith that God is able to do it. Because if you can do it, then that highlights your attributes and my attributes. But God wants to do it in such a way that highlights his attributes so that God get all the glory, all the honor, and every drop and every bit and every inkling of the praise, because we serve a God who can do all things, and we serve a God who is absolutely able. So David said, this battle is not mine. This battle is the Lord's, and the Lord is going to give me into your hands. Look how you come to me. You're coming to me with a sword. You're coming to me with a spear. God then deliver that way. God will give me you, and I will be able to feed you in a way that God wants to do it. And can I tell you on tonight that if you tell your enemy, if you tell your giant that this battle is God's battle, and God will deliver you into my hand, and I will defeat you. That's what David opened up his mouth and said. And we just believe that spiritual people need to fight with the spiritual purpose, and that is to let everybody know that this battle that I'm facing is so that God can get the glory, and all the world may know that there's a God in heaven who blesses his people, secondly, and that God does not deliver based off of human might, because God wants to highlight his attributes as God rather than man's attributes. So you never have to worry about the how. You just need to focus on the who. And the who is the one that can deliver us, and that is our God. I'm grateful tonight to be able to speak and articulate to you that we serve a powerful and an almighty God who loves us. He cares for us, and he always is looking out for his best interest, and he includes us into that. So every now and then, he'll allow us to go through some trouble. He will allow us to go through some bad times, but you need to know that God can work together all things for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Thank God for allowing us to love him. Thank God for allowing us to be a part of his purpose. Next week is going to be the finale of this powerful Principles of Promotion series. Make sure you invite 10 people to this call on next week so they can be blessed. If you have a prayer request, dial number 1 on your phone right now, and when the last 4 digits of your number has been called, state the name and the need of the person to whom you're requesting prayers for. Thank you so much for listening to Passion for Christ, even on tonight. God bless you.
Caller ending in 2698, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Brother Brian. Thank you once again for a wonderful lesson. That's a praying for everyone on the call this evening, and praying for our youth and new converts. A special prayer for the Vaughn family in Mouse Point, Mississippi, mourning the death of Betty Barnes, who came here from Mouseport and came assisted us dearly. We mourn her death and just pray for the family. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Woods. We certainly appreciate you calling in tonight. We'll keep those people, those families in prayer. If you have a prayer request, just dial number 1 on your phone, and when I call the last 4 digits of your number, state the name and the need of the person to whom you're requesting prayers for. We have people all across the country with us tonight, and we give God praise for your presence being with us. caller ending in 2304. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Brian. This is Sister Charmaine. I just want to thank you for the lesson and thank you for your continued support and prayers. And I'm praying for you and your family and your ministry, and I'm asking prayers for me and also for Daylon. He's going into orientation next week for a good job, and hoping that he'll get his life together and get back in school. And also pray for those families who the limousine that overturned and all the people died, the 20 people who died. Pray for their families and just for the entire nation. Have a blessed night.
Thank you, Sister Charmaine. We'll certainly keep those families of those people and you and your son Daylon in prayer. It's good to hear from you tonight, and we certainly appreciate your continued encouragement of this broadcast and of the other ministries that we have as well. God bless you. Caller ending in 8952, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Hi, Brother Brian John. This is Gilda Brown from Waynesboro, Georgia. I want to say thank you so much for the lesson. And I'm asking for prayers for praying for love in the whole wide world. I'm also praying for the Lewis and Bond family as well. And also remember all those on the 8 o'clock call, which she hosts. So pray for us as well. Thanks.
Thank you, Sister Brown. We certainly appreciate you. We'll keep those people, those families in prayer. Caller ending in 8483, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please. Caller ending in 8483, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time.
Brother Jones, I just want to thank you again for that wonderful message on this evening. I've come asking prayer for not only myself, but for my wife, as well as a gentleman by the name of Johnny Chappelle. We had the privilege of meeting him, and he's having hip surgery on tomorrow. So I told him that I would ask for prayer for him tonight. So pray for him as well. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Brother Waller. It's good to hear from you tonight. Brother Waller actually hosts on Monday. He hosts our Grace and Mercy prayer call at 7:30 a.m., so it's good to hear from him tonight, and we'll certainly keep Sister Waller and this gentleman in prayer for his surgery. We thank all of you for tuning in to Passion for Christ tonight. We have one of our brothers from the Graceview Church of Christ here in Anderson, Brother Gardner, that will give us a brief prayer. We thank all of you for tuning in. Thank you so much for your support. And again, I need to say this. Sister Betty Lewis Vaughn was a very good friend of mine that I worked with for a few years when I lived in Atlanta. And this sister had just a wonderful spirit. And she was so encouraging in my ministry. And she even contributed some money to Anderson when we planted this church here. And so she will always have some strong memories in my mind. She's done a lot for the upstate community. I think she did a ladies' day at the William Street Church of Christ in Seneca, if I'm not mistaken. So keep that family in prayer. That is a very, very tough loss. But we know something good will ultimately come out of this thing, and we will always remember her. Keep her family in continued prayer daily. God bless you tonight. Brother Garner, you're on. Please give us a brief prayer. God bless you.
Our Father, which art in heaven, O good Master, once again, Lord, we come with our humble hearts, bowing before the throne of grace and mercy. We give thee all the praise, for thou more than worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, Lord, based upon what Jesus did on that old rugged cross, he hung, he bled, he died, and rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. Lord, we ask thou be so kind to forgive us for all our shortcomings, forgive us for all our sins. Heavenly Father, Lord, all those who have stand need for prayer, Brother Wood, Sister Charmaine, Sister Brown, Sister Brother Wallace, all those, some made their request known, some did not, but you know the hearts for all men. Bless each and every one accordingly, Lord, and all those that stand in need of prayer and all we ask for prayer. Lord, bless us, Lord, that we just continue to be that salt, Lord, just to flavor each and every one's life, to be the light that sit on the hill that cannot be hidden, those in darkness come to be and live before it everlasting too late. Lord, as we go the last mile of the way, and do unto the end, Lord, Heavenly Father. Just bless us, Heavenly Father. We want to see thy face in peace, Lord. See thy face in peace as well, Lord. And just want to just hear thy voice say, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful in a few things, make thee rule of many things, enter thine and the joy of the Lord. Be with us, Lord, and relieve from this call, Lord, but not from thy sight. Put your love carrying on around each and every one. These and all the blessings that's in Jesus' name. Let the saints of God with one voice say, amen.
I want to be in the call. I want to
be near. My Savior died on a hill so lonely.
Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark Chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.